Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some more information from our Justice Department and from our sources on the ground about what actually is transpiring inside the Navy Yard at this time. And what we understand is that the same team that helped pull Zohar Tzarnaev from the boat in Boston, when there was a great concern about additional explosives and what was actually going to transpire in the city of Boston, that same team is on the ground in the Navy Yard. And so they're really not taking anything off the table. We may have this report that one shooter is dead, but a question about whether or not there's still a risk to the area, that's obviously something that law enforcement is not taking very lightly and continuing to work.
You know, folks, this gives new meaning to the word drama queen. When it comes out with a Fort Hood shooter, they're not allowed to call it terrorism, even though he was under the command of Al-Qaeda in hundreds of emails and phone calls. And who was he under the command of? He was under the command of the main Syrian rebel group, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who urged more small-scale attacks, including mass shootings, in the U.S. last week. And that's who our government's funding and arming. Going back to Sean, who's U.S. Army Special Agent, that's like the guys you see that are leading Private Manning around. What's his name now? It's not Bradley Manning. It's Chelsea Manning around. That's what he wants to be called. Once they retire, they're not allowed to carry guns outside of their home state anymore. Just like they disarmed the pilots, most of them didn't do it because of red tape, right before 9/11. You're going to trust them to fly an airplane, but you're not going to trust them to have a gun? I mean, an airplane's like 100,000, a million times? I mean, what's the mass of an airplane going 600 miles an hour versus the grain of a 50 caliber bullet? I mean, it's got to be a million times bigger or something. I mean, I don't know. It is absolutely insane. We can only trust TSA agents that go take a week-long course to stick their hands down our pants. But finishing up, Sean, you're going to make one other point about this. Then we'll go to Robert, John, and others.
Okay. What you're saying is absolutely correct. That if we had these folks carrying their weapons on post or on military bases, they would be able to respond instantaneously to a threat. But the local installation commanders can make the installation a gun-free zone, even to FBI, CIA, NCIS, or any other federal agent that would otherwise have authority to carry a firearm on that installation. And to top it off, the installation, the local command authority, decides whether or not military policemen perform their patrol duties with loaded guns or a weapon that has a magazine loaded but not the chamber, or if the magazine is in their pouch. And these people are doing patrol duties and responding to domestic assaults, doing traffic stops with empty guns.
Almost. You're joking. Hold on. That is incredibly newsworthy. I mean, I believe you, but I didn't know that. You're telling me military police are patrolling in some cases with their firearms unloaded and stowed?
Absolutely. And we had one extreme case where the provost marshal was requiring his folks to get hit their magazines with ammunition heat sealed in a bag, and they had to check it out of the arms room and check it back in inside of this heat sealed bag. And if it was open, they did what's called a 15-6 investigation, commander's inquiry, as to why that police officer, that military policeman, opened their heat-sealed bag.
Man, talk about control freaks. I mean, that's like where the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, remember, wouldn't be around armed troops. So where would I find that policy? Because I've never heard of that.
There are local policies at the installation level, but each provost marshal decides on their own what the security policy should be.
And I would find that, in Pentagon base security policy manuals? Would you find that Pentagon base security policy manuals?
Yes, the Army regulations don't be that accord.
We're going to look it up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Brain-eating amoeba has been discovered in Louisiana plumbing system. So you now know the Department of Education is now running the water systems in Louisiana. A little attempt at sick humor, but it's actually not sick humor. They put sodium fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water that lowers the IQ. On average, 17 points for women, 23 points for boys who drink it during the first 10 years of life. That's a major Harvard study. I just thought I'd throw that out there. We're worried about brain-eating amoebas that might kill, wait for it, 5 to 6 people a year. That's the number I know because they have them in Lake Travis. And so I'm up on that data because I don't go out there in August because there are brain-eating amoebas. And there's probably one chance out of a million that my children might get one when the lake's 90 degrees. I don't want to go swimming when it's 90 degrees anyways. But there you go, folks. We need to ban swimming because there might be an amoeba in it. And the reason I mention that is it's the same idea of these mass shootings. Statistically, there's 64 to 63, Justice Department's own numbers, people killed in mass shootings every year. And less than 30 of those are real mass shootings where it's done to be a mass shooting. They call gang-related two gangs shooting each other, and then bystanders get shot up in a restaurant or in a college campus. Less than 70 people. If you want a source on that, the entire nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, we're going to be covering that. But here's the LA Times. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. More than half of Americans think gun crime has jumped. The Bureau of Justice Statistics report noted researchers aren't sure why there's the misrepresentation. The rate of violent crimes fell more sharply, 75%. So some types of gun crime is 75%. Our number is 49% overall violent gun, illegal gun crime, 49% drop, as high as 75. So that's the facts. We've covered that ad nauseum. Obama comes out with Snortonophilus, Snoofonophilus, whatever his name is, the former Clinton minion, and George Stephanopoulos, folks. I'm being sarcastic again. And A said that no one in the world thinks the rebels might have launched a chemical attack. What, in an alternate universe? And that also we have the clip coming up that over 80% of Americans believe that they want to, you know, get the anti-gun bills passed, support that. Now, of course, you know the polls were pretty much the opposite. Upwards of 70% were against the gun grab, and it blew up in their face, and that came out. But not in Obama universe. I mean, he is the most bald-faced liar I've ever seen. And it gets worse. Their policy is not to tell the truth now that they've been caught lying. It's now to double and triple and quadruple down with deception. Now, we trust but verify, as Reagan said, and we had a caller earlier who said that he was a Army special agent. It's one of the armed kind of, you know, Army investigator guys. And he said, look it up. A lot of bases don't let the police even, much less other military people, carry guns. We went and looked it up and found all the news about it. We found regulatory quotes on it, but actually no news. That's very newsworthy. I gave it to Kit Daniels, one of our great writers. Amazing. So we need to look at this base. Were they precluding all the special agents and everybody else from being armed? Another victim disarmament zone. Just like Fort Hood, nobody was allowed to have guns, and they had to run and find their guns and wait 5 minutes for the cops to show up, which was still a good response time, but he wouldn't have been able to kill 13 people if that was the case. And then Al-Qaeda's leader announced Friday, he's also the leader of the main Syrian rebels that Obama's arming, that he wanted mass shootings in America. Everybody forgets that. We have it up on Infowars.com. The headline, Navy Yard shooting related to Zawahiri's call for attacks. And that's a great headline, but it really should be, is the Naval Yard attack connected to Al-Qaeda call for mass shootings? Or Al-Qaeda call for mass shootings, is it related? I don't know, but now they're saying two shooters, one dead, one injured, three other shooters on the loose. Who knows what the truth is? But remember, it's all a good distraction from last week. Fewer Americans than ever trust government to handle problems in a new Gallup poll. And Congress has a 10% approval rating, and Obama has lost more than 25% in under 30s. It was 17% last month. Now it's 20-plus percent. He is in free fall with all of his scandals. But never mind, there's a cryptic White House message that came out saying, respect authority, do what you're told during emergencies. And again, just thank God one of these shooters didn't get outside the base, or they would have shut down all of D.C., and they did shut down Reagan International, and they did shut down a bunch of the schools, and they told everybody, shelter in place in the cafeteria where they were being shot. We played the clip from a press conference last hour. They told everybody, we want you to basically sit there and just let yourself be shot. But first I want to play this clip of where they are announcing. We're getting calls in saying, did you hear that the same federal group that went and was involved in the Boston bombing cover-up, that they were dispatched to this? And yes, indeed. So you can know this. If they covered up the Boston bombing and they clearly staged that, can we believe Can we believe the official story of what we were told with this? So here's that clip.
We're getting some more information from our Justice Department and from our sources on the ground about what actually is transpiring inside the Navy Yard at this time. And what we understand is that the same team that helped pull Zohar Tsarnaev from the boat in Boston, when there was a great concern about additional explosives and what was actually going to transpire in the city of Boston, that same team is on the ground in the Navy Yard. And so they're really not taking anything off the table.
Oh, good.
We may have this report that one shooter is dead, but a question about whether or not
that's enough.
To the area. That's
again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the latest numbers of dead up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, our backup site, not really a mirror. It has a lot of original news on it as well. So PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com has great coverage as well. At least six dead, 10 wounded. AP reports at least one shooter dead. D.C. police chief says two other shooters may be at large. Also, wearing military-style uniforms. 3,000 workers told to shelter in place. At least two cops among the victims. NBC reports a war zone. SWAT-style teams deployed at Capitol and all over D.C. Homeland says no connections to terrorism, kind of like the Fort Hood shooting. If it really is al-Qaeda connected, where our government's funding them, then they'll say it wasn't terror. And then that's good because they can then blame it on the American gun owner. That's their favorite thing. And then White House is telling citizens to listen to the authorities. And we've also got shooting from the fourth floor overlook, aiming at people in the cafeteria who, again, were told to just sit there and take it. Just ridiculous. I shouldn't laugh. It's so sick. We got that training video we have up on the site where they tell you to use shoes or scissors. That's up on Infowars.com, a flashback to that. Julie Wilson put that out. And then a Russian official mocks a clear confirmation of American exceptionalism. Yeah, that's disgusting that the Russians are gloating over this, but that's one idiot. We're all in this together trying to stop World War III. We've got some good news. Abortion clinics closing at record rates as abortion becomes unpopular, despite them trying to force feed it on everybody. Good news. Obama may meet Iran's leader at the UN, draws a new red line. So there's a lot of things happening. I haven't gotten into all the other news. Obamacare will question your sex life. Congress gets sneaky exemption from law, punishes senator who tries to stop it. There are death panels in there. The Senate is reporting. And confusion is reigning. Polls show Americans are absolutely against it. It is meant to shut the country down and bankrupt the average person, folks. It's written by offshore banks. The good news is people are waking up to it, but that's okay because Obama gave a speech and said the war has come home to our military. You know how many military die from all the deadly vaccines and drugs they're given? You know how many military die from the horrible care at the VA? But again, you never hear about that. The sewer mainstream media that's dying is still, during a crisis, able to set the agenda. But not for long. And more the new media, the real media that Dianne Feinstein and others say that they want to shut down and regulate, they're losing control. Let's go to a call here from John in Maryland, then we'll go to Robert and Chris. John, what's your take on this, sir?
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I was, you know, considering the last couple of shootings that we've had, this is like the first one where the U.S. government is like the victim and the hero at the same time. And the last attacks didn't go so well. You know, we exposed the Boston bombing thing and, you know, the school shooting in Sandy Hook and the movie theater shooting. You know, it didn't work. It kind of backfired on them.
Yeah, so now they're doing it if it is a false flag on their own turf where they can control it. Why don't they just do this on a movie lot then officially and just have it be done with?
Well, you know, they gotta initiate some new guys. They gotta get some the old guys that are working for them. You know, they gotta make sure that they're still in and aren't saying no to anything. And an interesting thing is we just had training for the National Guard this week, and some people had training last week, you know, right in between the 9-11.
Tell you what, John, I want to hear about this training. Then Robert, oh, he used to work at the Naval Base. I'm going right to him. And then Chris, we're going to get to everybody straight ahead.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, let's jam in three calls during this segment. John in Maryland's National Guard, he was telling us about drills they just had. Yeah, they're having terrorism drills and martial law drills and power out drills all over the country right now. That blowing up things on the tarmac in Boston, not telling people it's a drill. It's all psychological operations. And we have Pentagon documents where they plan mass shootings on military bases to be blamed on their political enemies. It's Operation Northwoods. So Anything is possible. This is perfect timing. We know they staged the Boston bombing. That evidence is overwhelming, incontrovertible. Let's go to John in Maryland. Finish up your point.
So, it's drill. That's just what they call it. We weren't actually doing any drills. It was just some regular training. But
about
Syria.
Yeah, meetings called drill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Everybody was talking about 9/11 and Syria and all this stuff. And, after that, they compile all these reports, and then, during the week, the National Guard guys that are full-time, they sit around and they talk about it and they break it down and, the leadership and all that, and guess what's on their mind right now where they're talking about everything they went over. And I think that's interesting. And then you were talking about, 2 weeks ago, you were asking for people, what would they do if they were going to launch a false flag attack?
And most of the callers said a mass shooting at bases.
Yes, and I'm thinking like next level, right? Because obviously it's not going to end after today. So you got this missing nuke and these power outage drills and all that stuff, and you have this inherent characteristic of a nuclear weapon where there's this EMP blast that comes out of it. And I'm thinking, it's FEMA Region 3 where the major drill, the major cross agency drill, is going to happen. And if the power goes out for a little while, within, 300 or 400 miles of the D.C. area, you could have a small purge of any counter-revolutionaries that they've blacklisted and create a buffer zone for the D.C. area.
It's funny you say that, because the Pentagon came out last year, this made national news, and said they were training to fight the Tea Party on the East Coast. And when you say this, the globalists are occupiers, and they see America waking up. They could be capable of shutting the power off nationwide to bring in martial law, blaming it on their enemies, as an excuse to finally take the country. Because we think of the government as being part of the country. No, it's the takeover group. They behave just like a foreign enemy because they are, and anything is possible. That is very well said.
Yeah, and they love beta testing everything. They never go full ride right off the bat. They have to initiate some people into the program.
That's because they're scientists. It's a scientific dictatorship, and they always pretest. You're absolutely right.
Without a doubt. And if there's a couple isolated blackouts all over the country or just on the East Coast, and then that infects other systems or something, and we need better cybersecurity.
And then cybersecurity saves us. You're a genius. God bless you. Absolutely. Any of this is very possible, maybe even probable, unless we expose it. Robert used to work at the Naval Base. Robert calling from D.C. What is your breakdown, sir? Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. Well, basically, I used to work there. I know that they would periodically have the active denial system, where they would actually have everything on speaker, doing it's kind of like a fire drill. So, I mean, of course they're prepared for events like this and they act like they're not. Me personally, I joined Freedom from Covert Harassment. What they did to me was they implanted me with the RFID chip and I got an infection in my neck. I'm still in the process of getting this out. And funny enough, my neighbor knows you. He's been asking me to call you. But basically, I joined Freedom from Covert Harassment. They really started targeting me bad. They would actually chase me around D.C. and gang stalk me. They, as in these, look like DOD officials. And they know what's going on. They're basically causing a lot of turmoil out there intentionally.
Well, you know what's crazy about this, and I appreciate your call, sir, is that as wild as that sounds, they have implanted a lot of DOD people with chips. That's been in the news. The fact that the classified programs are there, but there's also a lot of people then that are schizophrenic who also get freaked out by all this. But they don't need to implant you. Your smartphone tracks everything you do. Your car tracks you now, new cars. Your smart meter does it. They're building this spy grid in everywhere. Chris in Tennessee, you say you can confirm, we've now confirmed, that they have disarmed many of the bases as well, so even security personnel can't have loaded firearms.
Absolutely, Alex. First time, long time. I work for Loomis Armored Truck out here in Nashville, but I go on post every day at Fort Campbell, home of the 104th Airborne. And besides my partner and myself and the military police, which, they can't be everywhere at once, we are the only people on that base carrying a firearm. And I've often thought, if something happened, it'd be up to me to help protect all these soldiers.
I'll tell you what, Ed Asner's going to pop up and pop in and talk about some of the big news he's been covering. And then I'm going to come right back to you. Don't hang up, Chris. I want to discuss this. It's very important. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back live. More of your phone calls coming up. Wide open phones, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All I know is you've got the scandal of our government running al-Qaeda against the Syrians. You've got all of Obama's scandals coming out. The fact that the Republican leadership's working with Obama, all these different corrupt operations, the American people waking up across the political spectrum, coming together against all the tyranny that's taking place, the too big to fail banks, and then magically you get a mass shooting at a military base, a very controlled area, and they are reporting. First they said three shooters, then they said two, now they're saying three again. Two more possible suspects wearing military-style uniforms at the Navy Yard. We're going to continue after Ed Asner leaves us. He's been very gracious to come on short notice and just spend 10 minutes with us. Of course, Ed Asner really doesn't need any introduction. He's been the head of the Screen Actors Guild, starred in more than 50 major motion pictures, and the top TV show, of course, Lou Grant as well. And he joins us. He's been in so many great films. One of my favorites was Up, a good, wholesome show that's a film that my children have watched, I don't know, I think, four or five times. I love it. And he just joins us because he has a lot of courage that other people in Hollywood don't have, obviously. And last Friday, it was big national news when he'd gone on the O'Reilly Factor and other shows because he'd given a statement to Hollywood Reporter saying, look, most people in Hollywood won't criticize Obama because they don't want to be called racist. And it doesn't matter what you criticize, banker bailouts, NDAA, these wars, you do it, you get called a racist. And I think that takes away from when people really are racist and need to be called racist. And I see this more and more. MSNBC has said I'm deeply racist and then didn't say why I'm deeply racist, just that I didn't support Obama. Well, I didn't support George W. Bush either, and exposed 9/11 clearly as an inside job, along with Ed Asner and others. I mean, the truth is the truth is the truth. So I wanted to get Ed on to elaborate on, it's almost like a red scare, but this time you can't criticize Obama or you get... I better not say blackballed. That'll be racist. You know, they can't even use brown paper bags now in Washington State because they say that's racist. I never heard of that being racist. So instead of going after real racism, they're inverting the world now and saying you support the corrupt policies of the government or you're a racist. So I wanted to get Ed's take on that. And also the 50th anniversary of the murder of JFK. I know he's one of the best stars of one of my favorite films, JFK, that Oliver Stone produced, but I wanted to get his take on 50 years later. Ed Asner, thanks for popping in, sir.
Hey, I'm always happy to be with my buddy.
You bet. Well, thank you for coming on short notice. I just wanted you to briefly give us your take and elaborate on the Hollywood Reporter story and what other stars and famous folks are telling you of why they're scared to criticize Obama.
Well, nobody has said a thing to me, and I'm not even sure what my actual quote was as to, I said, well, there probably are people who don't want to indict Obama because they don't want to criticize a black president. But the interesting thing to me with the press is that everybody poses the question, as O'Reilly did with me. He said, the question is, are people not criticized because he's black? They posit the question, bring me on, and then it becomes my affirmative statement that blacks are not challenged when they're the president. So they made it my question. And it's amazing to me how convoluted and untrustworthy the press can be when they follow that process.
So you're basically saying that maybe the reporter took you out of context and O'Reilly obsessed on it. But undoubtedly, I think there is some truth to the gist of what you said. Because
there
the media,
may be, but, yeah. But I have not talked to anyone. I don't ask anyone. It's their business. I'll let them feel whatever they need to feel. I am delighted that his name? Cornel West and
a lot of other folks.
Smiley have taken his issue with Obama, and of course they get away with it because they're black. But they'll probably pull the same thing on them as they do on Jews who criticize Israel and call them self-hating Jews or self-hating blacks.
Yeah, that's what's sad about the Obama thing. I mean, I knew he was going to be cynical and be the same as the establishment had done before him, but I did hope it would help with race relations, and unfortunately they put statistics out that they're really lost a lot of that because the media has been playing the race card so much.
Yeah. I think it's time that they stop it. I think it's time they grow up, and I certainly I think it's time for people to ignore the inferences that the media makes on this color business.
Well, certainly.
I tried to send a response to the Chicago Defender, who attacked me as a racist for my statements. And I said, my. The Chicago Defender selling its paper by accusing me of being a racist.
And, of course, that's a famous...
When pigs fly.
Oh, when pigs fly. Well, I mean, that's a famous black paper for those that don't know.
Yeah, yeah. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing pretty good, just watching the whole world melt down. But I tell you, there's been some good news. The entire attempt to escalate the Syrian civil war and the fact that the Pentagon and others have been running al-Qaeda, that really blew up in Obama's face. And it's good to see some peace talks starting up. What has been your take on the whole push to start not just a bombardment, but boots on the ground in Syria?
Well, I think it sucks. And naturally, I mean that creature, that diabolical creature, Vladimir Putin, is in the catbird seat. That's the first time I ever saw a vulture in the catbird seat. The ability to propose this idea, which we find is a straw to clutch at, or Obama does anyway. Putin, if he wants to screw it up and make Obama look even worse, can yank it away as well.
Well, you're right. A lot of people romanticize Putin, but, I mean, he's really a scary guy.
Yeah. And certainly the man who certainly in the past did his homework, and I'm sure still does it. I mean, I think his policies on homosexuals and the girl band are despicable, but I think he's cottoning to the general flow of feeling of his people.
Well, I was about to say, it's not just Putin. The media has even gone, oh, look, Russia's making America look bad. How about Russia's made the warmongers look bad? You've got 91% of Americans in a Reuters poll, Ed Asner, who are against this war. I'm kind of proud of the American people, left, right, center, libertarian, you name it, really coming together against war. I think there's a major sea change happening. What does Ed Asner say?
I would hope so. Maybe now they'll start to think about not looking so askance at the socialist ideas.
Well, the problem is, Ed, you know, anytime people try to actually help the poor, big special interests come in and scoop it up. Now, Ed, I want to ask you about getting back to the whole race thing a little bit here. Talking to folks in Hollywood, then, why do you think some of the so-called left has not been critical of Obama more outside of the race issue?
I just don't think they felt the urgent nature. Also, they expended themselves pretty well on Iraq. And, of course, that went down the toilet. A million people in the streets didn't bother George W. at all. So I think it was too early to react. They don't feel like reacting at every time a whistle is blown. So they probably were waiting to take action, and now it's been taken out of their hands. They also saw that a majority of the people were already against the action.
Now, Ed Asner, in closing, and we appreciate you popping into the broadcast today, I wanted to talk about JFK and his assassination in Dallas 50 years ago, coming up here in just a few months. And I know, of course, you starred and did a great job in the film and that famous scene of you pistol whipping Mr. Lemon, Jack Lemon. Give us your take 50 years later on what you really think happened with JFK.
Well, for anybody to believe the official resolution, is bullshit. Now, but JFK the movie showed one thing. I've read definitive pieces about the fact that it couldn't have been Oswald. fact, kill a policeman. What was his name? Tippett, in the movie theater. That's something that I don't have any answers for.
Well, for the full radio audience that didn't hear you earlier, restate it, maybe using Bravo Sierra. What is your gut level when it happened versus over the last 50 years? And now we have 90%+ of Americans in polls saying they believe it was a government conspiracy. I think that shows America is awake. But Ed Asner, for the full radio audience, what is your take on JFK 50 years later?
Well, I think there were, as always, we have rogue elements in our government. People have to realize that. I feel that about 9/11. I feel rogue elements certainly did certain things there. And maybe not such rogue elements. Maybe they were more official. I think there was government complicity in 9/11. I think there was government complicity in JFK.
What is your favorite film that you've ever been in? Because I was just watching you on screen in JFK with another legend, Mr. Lemon. What are your favorite three films you've ever been in, and who is your favorite actor?
I love Daniel. I love Daniel, whether it was fictional or not. It was a very interesting take on the Rosenberg, the departure. I loved Up. I loved the fact that I was a piece of Up. And I loved Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Elf to me was the bawdiest and funniest and most charming Christmas movie, I think. And I think it gets rid of the saccharine Miracle on 34th Street.
Well, I agree with you that those are great movies. But I got to say, some of the serious films you've been in, and some of the stuff you did back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, so many times I'm watching Turner Classic Movies and I go, wow, I didn't know Ed Asner was in that. And it's just always really hard not to watch you, buddy. And we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
I have a lovely time every time with you.
Thank you so much, Ed Asner.
Alec, continue great.
Thank you, sir. There goes Ed Asner. What a living legend. What a character. And he also has that great foundation for autistic kids, so just search Ed Asner Autism and find his sites on that and all he does for autistic children out there and exposing the vaccines. Definitely a real guy. And notice how the media distorts who Ed Asner really is versus the real guy. And I don't agree with Ed on everything, but I certainly think he's a good human being and a really interesting, funny, living legend. I mean, who else is on video and film pistol whipping Jack Lemmon? I mean, it's just awesome. You know what we do? You know what we do on the weekend when we let the kids watch a movie? We go find an old Jack Lemmon comedy, and that's what we watch around the house. I just love Jack Lemmon. I mean, who doesn't? Okay, I'm now most young people are like going, Jack Lemmon, who? Is that some guy in Fast and Furious or something? Okay, that's enough. You know, we got really heavy stuff going on, masses of news, Second Amendment news, your phone calls, everything. And I'm going to come back and go back to Chris, and then we're going to go to Alan, Joe, Truth Raider, Kathy, everybody that wants to be able to break down what's been happening and what's been unfolding with the Nabal shooting. And now there's more dead. Now they're reporting 6 dead. Maybe more multiple shooters on the run. Will they lock down all of D.C. and then maybe the rest of the country? Maybe just make all of America under martial law for 3 guys like Boston? Before we go any further, we do want to pray for those that have been injured and for the families of those that have lost loved ones, because it is a tragedy. Just like death by government's a tragedy. Government's the number one killer in history, and that's why we're sick of people like Harry Reid saying government's only good, and anybody that says government isn't inherently good, like mommy's milk, is bad. I'm sorry, government is not mother's milk. It's more like Satan's sting. Wolf Blitzer, it's like the name Snake Plissken, or totally made up. What's another fake name like Rambo Johnson or Superman Jones. Sorry. PRIproducts.com, ladies and gentlemen. We all know the globalists want the quality of life to deteriorate for Americans. One of their tactics is increase the price of fuel and limit supply. Fuel storage is a vital key to preparing for the collapse that we see already happening. Power Research Inc. manufactures industrial grade, refinery quality fuel treatment to get the most out of your gasoline and diesel fuel for only pennies a gallon. They are the name. Just add their fuel treatment and engine power will increase. You will gain better performance. Your fuel will last longer and not degrade with age. Your fuel will gain a shelf life of 3 years. Fuel system and engine deposits will be prevented. And I think it gives you better gas mileage. PRIproducts.com, PRIproducts.com. The name, ladies and gentlemen. Very honored to have them as a sponsor. And we're honored to have SacredGrammar.com. I read the book. They've been ready to advertise for months. That's why you now hear them on the network. Folks come to us to advertise them on the network, which is fine because they can't get through to us. But I had to read the book to approve it. Folks, we have a new great sponsor called SacredGrammar.com. Great for homeschoolers. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. That'll make Homeland Security mad. This is a terrorist document. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. The program is affordable and simple to use. It is a superb supplement and can be used as a teacher's aid. Find out so much more at sacredgrammar.com. Sacredgrammar.com. That's sacredgrammar.com. All right, and continuing, all the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The inner food, super green food, InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases make this broadcast possible. We're not taxpayer funded like NPR.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. We come back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. You can find the site and all the news listing and all my films and more at InfoWarsNews.com. InfoWars.com or link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We've got some in-studio guests coming in who are with Texas Open Carry and who have been arrested. It's made national news. They were in last night on the Sunday show in the last 30 minutes, but I wanted to get them for part of the next hour, most of the next hour, to talk about the Second Amendment in general and the fact that the police in Texas are arresting people who have legal firearms on the street, saying they feel threatened. So we're going to be looking at this new attack on the Second Amendment that's coming. And make no mistake, Obama Sunday came out and said he was getting ready for a new push to try to get our guns, and then magically this happened. Right now, Chris in Tennessee, you were making the point that most bases, most people are disarmed. In fact, some bases we've confirmed, the MPs aren't allowed to be armed. They have to go back to an armory to check firearms out. Go ahead.
Yes. At Fort Campbell, the base I'm on post at every day, the MPs do have weapons. But besides them, the only two guys that I know of that have pistols on their side is my partner and myself. And these bases would just be so much safer for our soldiers if they let them have a sidearm. They're trained. They know how to use them. And they could stop a wind-up toy if, you know, somebody sent somebody in there to cut loose.
Well, that just shows the nanny state that they do not want the soldiers armed, because look at Homeland Security. They openly say the number one threat is veterans. So they hate you guys. Of course they don't want you being armed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the safest place I feel is when I'm on post. When I'm carrying money out of a, you know, say a Walmart, I feel much more unsafe than when I'm on post, because I know it's good people and they need to be able to protect themselves.
You're absolutely right. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Truth Raider in Oregon. Truth Raider's on another subject, so go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is your Terrorist for Freedom. I've got a couple of subjects, if you have time for it. Well, the chemtrail phenomenon that we've had for the past several years, the past 4 weeks we haven't had any. What's some information that you might have found out that what's going on concerning that? And then there's a radio talk show host who, when I called in and asked him about the vehicle code, told me that I was a fruitcake. And you probably have heard of him. He has a nationally syndicated show called Handle on the Law.
Well, it is true that they've gotten everything where you don't have your home's deed, your car's deed. You get a receipt of title. And that's how they've been able to take people's mortgages and cars and then sell, holding that paper as derivatives. And so the average lawyer doesn't even know that type of stuff. The average lawyer specializes in one area only, and probably doesn't even know all that, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who should I go to? There's a lot of people calling in wanting to break down what they've witnessed. Let's go to Kathy, who wants to talk about the big FEMA region drill in FEMA Region 3 coming up. You got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Saturday night I was doing research on the blackout coming up in November. I'm in FEMA Region 3, and October 1st they're supposed to be doing something. They're sending 80% of the U.S. military out of the country. They're not allowed to come back in until November 5th. They have 15,000 Russian troops. My friend at church told me she sees convoys going down her street for the last...
Well, ma'am, let me be clear. This is an unprecedented martial law takeover drill on the East Coast, but there's a lot of rumors flying around about this drill as well. I think people really feel in their gut that there's a problem. Stay there. I'll come back to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.